All right, well, cheers.
Oh, cheers, gals.
Indeed.
How lucky can I be with two lovely ladies here on the couch, well, on a chair on the couch with me.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I've dreamed about interviews like this.
Have you?
Let's make this a long one.
Okay. I actually have something I'm curious about. You guys have probably both dealt with sensors. I know that you've had trouble sometimes where there's a code and you can't do things you want to, and I mean...
Hello.
Oh, I only had one incident in comic books there. I'll tell you a funny story about that. At least it's funny to
me. Weren't you on a board of censorship, or you've got something censored?
I was never on the board.
You were never?
But we did have a board that censored the comic magazines.
Yeah, that's it.
And one day, they objected to a panel. I had written a Western story, and in one of the panels on the page, there was a shot of somebody shooting a gun. And this is the drawing. Here's the panel. There was a profile of a hand and the gun in profile.
Uh-oh.
And a finger on the trigger and a puff of smoke and a straight line indicating the trajectory of the bullet. Okay. And I sent that page to the printer, and then we sent it to the code office, the comic code. They sent it back rejected. They said the puff of smoke was too big. It was
what?
Violent. I what? Swear.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's not where we went.
I swear by Spider-Man. That's what they said.
I went a whole different place.
So did I.
So you know what I did?
What?
I took an eraser, an ink eraser, and I erased that puff of smoke, and I made it a smaller puff of smoke with the line indicating the trajectory. I sent it back, and they approved it. And that just shows
it's
how intelligent censorship bodies are, for the most part. Do you have any censorship stories like that?
I do.
Nothing will be that funny,
well,
but
know.
Do your best.
I do. When I first started hosting my horror movies, you know, on local television, well, then it was syndicated across the country right after
Wait,
that.
Wait, before you start, when you say your horror movies, for the one person in a billion who doesn't know, Cassandra Peterson is also Elvira, the mistress of the dark.
That's right.
Okay, now, go ahead.
So, I was first playing Elvira, and we, of course, sold the most shows to the Bible Belt, right? And someone down in, somewhere, I think, Alabama or something, put up a big billboard with Elvira laying there, and they got 12 people writing, saying, get that down, that's disgusting, you know, that showing that much cleavage.
I was one
faster.
Of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you were complaining.
And, yeah, right, you're right. And so they put a big censored banner across my chest, and then they got thousands of complaints
about the banner.
About the
of
banner.
Course.
So that was my one little censorship thing that I had trouble with.
Oh, but, wow. But I can
so,
believe that.
No.
Hey, tell us more about this kamikaze thing of yours.
Yeah, well, I think it's of yours. Well, it's now called Stan Lee's Kamikaze, not Elvira's.
Why do you think
kamikaze.
I mentioned it?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I am very happy to be a part of it. Of course, a smaller part than you. I guess when I grow up and I get a little older, I'll get my name at the top of it. You know, I don't know.
I thought you just wanted to be with me somehow.
I did. I do.
I didn't know
so
you had these ulterior motives.
I like older men.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I feel like maybe I should leave.
Yeah. Okay. Don't tell Joan. But anyway, I did Kamikaze last year. Big convention. If people haven't heard about it, it's a fabulous, the best convention in the
in
world,
Los
correct?
Angeles.
In Los
mm-hmm.
Angeles, which in the past, Los Angeles conventions haven't been that great. I don't know about your experience, but mine is when you go to L.A., I think people are jaded or something. They see celebrities all the time, maybe. I don't know what it is, but I was very skeptical about going to this convention, and I was skeptical all the way up to the back door. I was bitching about it.
You tend to do that.
I know. I was like, I don't want to go in. And then I ended up going in, and I was just blown away.
And you saw me there.
I saw Stan. I go, this has to be good. Yeah, no, I flipped out. I saw you, and I saw a lot of, you know, other minor celebrities compared to you. But the show was fantastic, and I wanted to be involved with it, and you did. And we talked to Regina Carpinelli, who's one of the people who organized it. And
Lo and behold.
It turned fantastic. It turned out to be amazing.
And now you're one of our partners.
I'm one of you.
Hey, yeah. I did a promo for it last year. The tattoo on my back is actually, we filmed it as
what?
I will show you.
Oh,
as
wow.
a promo
oh,
for
Kamikaze. Did the camera catch that?
I don't know. I mean,
where's the camera?
Wow.
There's a bunch. But all yeah, right. But yeah, that was a promo for Kamikaze Expo. So
I thought we were important.
I want to tell you, here's the way these interviews go. You were marvelously articulate, and you were very enthusiastic, and you couldn't have spoken about Kamikaze better. I was my usual wonderful, charming, and personable self. But when the requests come in, every viewer is going to say, we want a shot of the tattoo on her show.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Great.
You know, the story of our life, right?
I know.
We don't even have to. We could leave now because that's all they're going to care about.
You have
a tattoo you can talk about?
But I can't show it.
Hey, wait. We'll get a lot of requests for that. We'll get more requests for that.
Yes, we will.
Maybe I'll have the big Kamikaze thing tattooed right on my butt. And, you know? The rest will be history.
I know. Don't you get in free if you get the symbol tattooed?
Oh, maybe
I think
do.
I heard that. Please don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure, but I will find out. But
we'll
I think
say
so.
Yes.
You must
yes.
never say that because everybody quotes you with everything. You say
oh, yes.
one thing
people
and
care
I
find what I
it's
say.
Quoted all over the country.
Of course.
You know, it's very funny. When I go to comic book conventions, at least two or three or four times at every convention, somebody will come over to me and say, would you sign your name on my arm so I could get it tattooed? And why anybody would want my name tattooed on their arm,
I understand.
But anyway, it's a funny thing.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? I have my picture tattooed on a lot of body parts.
I know at least four people who have tattoos.
Yeah, but I could see that.
Yeah, you posing like that, not so good on somebody's arm. No,
because there's not enough cleavage, Stan.
Yeah, no, Stan wearing a bathing suit and posing a pinup pose.
Hey, just a minute. When I was younger, I didn't look that bad in a bathing suit.
Well, you know what I want to know is, what grosses you guys out? Now, I just watched an episode of a show called Oddities, where she has a necklace made of human teeth.
Human teeth? Yeah.
Human teeth.
The roots and all. I mean, not, you know, the whole...
Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was looking for jewelry. No, I asked them to find a gift for someone that was a little odd. That's what this show does. They go around looking for, you know, oddities. That's why they're called Oddities. And they found it for me, and I thought it was just perfect. See, some women wear diamonds. I wear teeth.
You should have brought it tonight. It would have given us something to talk about for the next 20 minutes, because I've already run out of conversation.
Thank God.
I'm here with you, because you're a good talker, and you have questions.
Well, I was thinking about comic books, of course, being here with you. That's hello. And I was actually thinking that I have never mentioned, and this is, you know, it's when I grew up, I was in love with Superman comic books. And I know, okay, Spider-Man, Superman, but I know you did work. Hey, get back.
Leaving.
I know you did work for a little while with DC, didn't you? Kind of doing, I don't know. I had a thing about Superman, the whole Clark Kent Superman thing. I was just fascinated with it from the time I was really young, and I collected Superman comic books, which is kind of odd for a girl back then,
you know? This is like the most disastrous interview I've ever been part of, but I want to show you what a great guy I am. Continue.
Okay. Who's Spider-Man again? Oh, no. And, yeah, no, I'm sorry to bring it up, but the funny thing turned out in my career that I really am a little bit like Superman and like Spider-Man in that I have the... You know,
double secret identity.
And I always thought, did that come from, you know, watching that? No, actually, I'm more like Spider-Man because...
Oh, no.
You know,
don't try to get in on the winning team now. You've got a lot to make up for. It's not going to be that easy.
Because I like spiders and stuff. It's a little more dark and spooky. I don't wear red and blue. I wear black.
Well, this is sort of appropriate because I want to talk about sex in comics and how far you were ever comfortable going, or if anyone ever said less of that.
Well, I wasn't really one who injected much sex in comics. I was too busy having the good guys fighting the bad guys. But when we drew girls, they all looked like a combination of you two. I mean, a girl had to be very curvaceous, very beautiful, kind of like I would be if I were a girl. You know, need I say more?
Without the mustache.
Without the
mustache. Yeah, right.
However, getting back to Elvira, when you talk about sex, this girl has stories to tell. It's a shame that this interview is
only an hour long. I keep going forever.
No, seriously, tell stories.
About sex? Well, actually, I made my career out of it, you know. But you know, you could have been Hugh Hefner. I mean, if you could have taken another
He's
twist
good
there,
too.
You could have, you know, gone that direction. Mm-hmm. But Playboy came to me after I was Elvira, maybe 3-4 years or something, and asked me to do a layout in there as Elvira. And I said no. And they came back and they offered me more money, and I said,
maybe.
No. And then they came back, and the money, the offer kept coming up. And I really had to start considering it, because it was a pretty darn good chunk of change. And I started thinking, you know, I'm not shy, as you can probably tell from my costume or anything. It wasn't about that. It was more about my fans. And I have kids as fans, and I have, you know, horror, you know.
They would have loved it.
Well, believe it or not, okay, you're not gonna believe this, but I went to a convention, and I did a panel, and I asked the crowd, who were big fans, if they thought I should do a layout in Playboy. And believe it or not,
yes,
they
yes,
said
yes.
No.
Oh, really?
They said no. They
Those
said,
idiots.
They said they liked the mystery of the costume, and then if I just like kind of exposed the whole thing, it would be like, the mystery would be gone.
Well, what did they think was under the costume?
I don't know. I guess
Those
they thought
fools.
They thought their imagination was better. But
and
you, know,
you let them guide you.
I did, and I turned it down. And to this day, when I see Hef, he calls me the one who got away.
Oh.
Well, I want to tell you, I am so disappointed. This story, because I was all set to say, what issue was it? And I have people in my office who are good at locating old issues. And now...
Well, darn it. Well, you know, if you would have been in Las Vegas in 1969, I was a showgirl there, so...
Oh, that would have been kind of nice, right?
So, yeah. Like I said, I'm not shy, but I really... You know, I wanted the character, believe it or not, to have some kind of... moral something. Well, she doesn't have, but something, you know, draw a line somewhere, okay? You know.
Well, you sure drew a line at the wrong place. But that's okay. Thanks, hey, to each his own, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I loved Elvira because she was very powerful and comfortable with sexuality.
Thank you.
Even when I was a kid, like that. I was like, oh, that's awesome that you can do that.
Yeah, thank you. She still is.
Yeah.
Hey, what about those things you used to do in the movies that I loved?
Uh-oh.
Those old
Which one?
Horror
Which
movies?
Movies. Oh, horror movies. Phew. You mean like hosting those, right? You know, I have done that for so many years, of course, hosted old kind of bad B horror movies. And I have this new idea that I want to do a live show where we actually play a movie on a screen, and then I sit on my red couch and I host it live. And sing a few songs and maybe twirl tassels and you know, whatever will bring the crowd in.
No, you probably dated everybody.
I did date a lot of people.
Are there any anecdotes about major stars that you can talk about that wouldn't get us all put in jail?
Well, a couple that I'll mention that I dated when I was still, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, a virgin. I forgot what they called it. No, so
it's
what
a hard
we do
word
is
to
gay.
Figure.
But a couple of guys I did go out with that people loved were Jimi Hendrix and Elvis Presley.
You went out with Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Wow. Did he sing to you?
I was underage, so remember. Yes, he did sing to me. He actually, we sat at a piano together. He played and sang. I started singing along with him.
And then he got up and left.
No, he stayed there. Yeah, no, he actually said, you have a good voice. And you ought to start practicing. You ought to go out, get some vocal lessons, and get out of being
he was
a showgirl.
He's trying to get rid of you.
I don't know.
You ought to go out.
Man. No, he changed my life is what really happened, because I was a showgirl, and I kind of thought, oh, showgirl, this is the pinnacle of show business. You know, I'm famous. And he was like, you don't want to stay here in Vegas. You're now the youngest showgirl. If you keep staying here, you'll end up being the oldest showgirl.
So he really
showgirl
gave you good advice.
He gave me that advice, and I finished out the year of my contract, and... went out, got vocal lessons, and went to Italy and started singing with a band. But I think right now I would be the oldest showgirl in Las Vegas if it hadn't been for Elvis. So
wow.
When I was in Vegas, it was like the good old days. There were like 7 or 9 hotels that were there on the Strip, you know. And oh my gosh, I went to Frank Sinatra's birthday party, 50th birthday party. How do you like that?
Wow.
And met Sammy Davis Jr.
Did you meet Sinatra?
Yeah, yeah. He was.
What did he say about me?
He said, I'm trying to be more like Stan. No,
he never quite made it.
Yeah, no, he didn't. It was too sad. It was sad. But at that time, he was kind of famous. He went downhill from there. It was funny.
You met the whole Rat Pack?
I went there. It was a funny. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. I really loved him. He was a really good guy. He was like down to earth, nice. Everybody else was a little.
I suggest we talk about Cassandra's new project.
I do have this little project I'm working on, which I'm very excited about because, as you know, I love me some horror movies. So I am having this show called Elvira's Horror Hunt. And if you go to ElvirasHorrorHunt.com, ElvirasHorrorHunt.com, you will find out how to join. It's for people who, independent filmmakers out there, who have their little film. I mean, they could make it on an iPhone or their little camera or whatever. And it can be good, bad, funny, serious, whatever.
There's no such thing as a bad horror film. Even the bad
ones. Don't tell that to me. Well, that's true. That's true. I love them all, good or bad or ugly, whatever. But people can send in their independent horror films, short or feature length. And as long as they made it without a studio's help and they wrote it, they directed it, and did everything, they can send it in. And we will kind of critique it online, and then we'll pick 13. Then we'll have a panel of judges who knows, it may include you, a panel of notorious filmmakers and writers and all that, pick out the top three. And if they win, my pal, Peaches Christ, and I will host a big an event for them, a red carpet event with paparazzi, celebrities like Stan Lee could be there. We're going to screen it at Kamikaze. We're going to have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
Sounds great.
And yeah, I mean, and it's a chance for an independent horror filmmaker to get their film seen, get a lot of press, and get a possible offer to actually get it distributed. So
wow.
I'm doing a service for the world.
No, you are. You're really, you're a benefactor.
I am. Thank you.
You're a charitable person. You're a very good, people wouldn't know this about you.
I'm like Mother Teresa. Yes.
Nobody
exactly
would know
like
this
Mother
about
Teresa.
You.
Exactly.
Right.
You're sort of a sexy Mother Teresa.
Exactly.
And that's the best kind.
Yeah, really.
It's true. All right, guys. Well, we have to wrap up. So thank you so much to the legendary Stan Lee and Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira. And come check us out next week.